We pray that those hearts of stones shall be turned into a heart of flesh. Father God, we thank you that people will be changed from glory to glory. Oh, how we worship you. How we worship you. I rely completely on you, Lord. And I say, speak your oracles through me. In Jesus' name. There's a heavy, heavy, heavy anointing. I'm sensing falling in this house. Come and put your one hand on your heart. The other one you lift to heaven. And you tell the Lord, Lord, I'm ready to receive this morning. Whatever you've got for me, Lord, I'm ready to receive this morning. I open my heart to you. Come on, tell him, Lord, I'll become sensitive to what you say. And Lord, I take authority right now. Every hyphen must come down. Every stronghold of the mind shall be broken. Now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that this word, as a seed, shall fall into people's hearts. And it shall grow, Lord, into a big mighty tree. In Jesus' name, we glorify you, our beautiful Jesus. I declare that this morning is your morning. This morning is your morning. This is your day. Come on, this is your day. This is your day. In Jesus' name, I want you to shout Jesus. Come on, 1, 2, 3. Jesus! Come on, let's try that one more time.
Jesus!
Come on, let heaven hear you. One more time, the beautiful name of Jesus. Come on, 1, 2, 3.
Jesus!
And we vow this morning to give you all the praise and all the glory as always in Jesus' mighty name. And the people of God shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, before you take your seat, quickly high five somebody. And I want you to tell them, you are at the right place. What a presence of God Almighty in this place. Welcome to the upper room. It's a lot of our people still away on holiday, enjoying the beach. And I thank God for them and we pray for their protection. But I want to enjoy the presence of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Who came expectant this morning?
Oh, hallelujah.
Who came ready to receive this morning?
Amen.
We're going to start on a series. The Lord spoke to me clearly and said we have to start on a series on the supernatural. And why we have to do this series, because you can't, everything that we've seen, everything that we've been through, everything that the Lord is teaching through His Word, we can't do that in one service. So this is why it will be multiple services, and we will be taught on the supernatural. Who's excited about that? Come, if you're excited, I want you to shout hallelujah. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to grab a pen and paper, and I want you to take some notes, because this is very important, and I believe that you will grow spiritually. Why we're doing this is I believe that there's a word that has gone out for the church worldwide. And remember at last weekend I said that the year 2018 will be the year of the Holy Ghost and of fire. A year of the Holy Spirit. A year of His power. And this is what the church worldwide desperately needs. We need a move of the Spirit of God. We need fresh revelation from heaven. We don't just need another good service, another good sermon. We need the Holy Ghost to intervene and to move in power. And Joel prophesied this. Peter prophesied. He said in the last days that God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. So it's coming. Who's ready for that? My prayer is, Lord, may that day be today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, everything that we're going to be taught on the supernatural, I believe that Scripture says that the Lord will confirm His word. Come on, help me out.
Yeah.
Mark chapter 16, the last verse says that God confirms His word through signs following. So every word that has been spoken or will be released will be established. God will back it up. In other words, we declare that the month of January will be a supernatural month for the church as well as for you. Come on, do you agree with me?
Yeah.
Come on, I say, do you agree with me?
Yeah.
And before we get to this word, I want you to get ready to receive from God this morning. I say this month of January will be a supernatural month.
Yeah.
Amen. We trust God that God will confirm His word. Everything that we will hear and see and experience, we will see it happen right before our eyes.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Yes.
Now, I want you to quickly, before we get to scripture, I want you to listen to me. When I speak about the supernatural, many people are not familiar with even with the word supernatural. Most people, when you say supernatural, they think it's darkness, it's things of the devil, things of the enemy. Well, I want to tell you, there's a fine line between everything. And I have seen that as the church is trusting Jesus to perform miracles, so does the devil worshippers trust their dead God to miracles, to perform magic and whatever. I'm talking about the supernatural power of God Almighty. I'm talking to you about the supernatural. The supernatural, think about the word supernatural. The supernatural, it's actually heaven's intervention in the natural. Can I say this again? It's heaven's intervention in the natural. So something that is supernatural, it's something that the natural cannot do. It's something that the natural cannot work out. All right, it cannot be explained by the laws of nature even. It's exactly what it says. It's supernatural. But if you just hear me out for a minute, that everything about God is supernatural. And in fact, I want you to look at the screen quickly when you read the word the supernatural. And I want you to see the word supernatural and break it up. It must be super and then natural. The super must be natural. In fact, I want to say something that people need to hear me right now, that you cannot say that you serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and not believe in the supernatural.
Amen.
God is supernatural. From the beginning of time, the scripture says that God spoke a word and he said, "Let it be light," and light came. In other words, he formed something out of completely nothing. And it's one thing that he did, he spoke a word. He spoke one word and light came into being. That's supernatural. People say, well, they believe in the Big Bang. Well, I believe in the Big Bang. I believe that God said, let it be light. And bang, there was light. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Everything that we see is because of God. It's not just because a bang or I don't care what the theory says. I believe what scripture says. Amen. Come on, somebody. And he's supernatural. If he created, think about how powerful, how awesome, how great this God is, that all the stars in heavens are numbered. When we look into the Milky Way, we just see a certain part of the galaxy, but that's not even half of what's happening out there. But scripture says that God knows each star by name. You stand at Durban Beach and you look at the sea and the waves and you think about the shark swimming there, but do you know that God knows exactly how each shark looks? He knows exactly how much teeth each shark's got. That's supernatural. I said that's supernatural. So what people need to understand is, and I want you to quickly get me the scripture, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And we're going to start to read from that this morning. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Now we cannot start on the series of the supernatural unless we've started to understand this. Scripture says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Just keep that scripture on the screen for us. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed." I want you to hear me. God is a God who wants the church, who wants the body of Christ always to go from one dimension to the next. Every time when the scripture talks about it, it says from glory to glory, from faith to faith. In other words, God doesn't want you to stagnate. He doesn't want you to sit at one level and say, I'm happy for the rest of my life. God wants the church to keep pushing and move forward. All right, that verse says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. In other words, if we are not transformed, if our minds are not transformed, we will look like this world, we will talk like this world, and we will have the same results as this world. I want you to help me out in this place. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. The only way that any man and woman can be transformed and not look like this world is by renewing your mind. Your mind needs to be renewed before it comes to the supernatural. Because so many people try to work God out. You cannot work God out. Remember what I always say, that miracles doesn't, if you think about a miracle, you think about faith doesn't make sense, but faith makes miracles. You cannot understand it. You do not know why God moves the way He does. But there's only one thing that we are moved on and stand upon, and that's faith, and that's the Word of God. So the Word says, if we are not transformed by renewing our minds, we will be exactly like this world. The world hates the miraculous. The world, listen, help me out in this place. The world hates the miraculous. When people see the healing power of God, they speak against it. They hate people that walk in the power of God. The world hates it. This is why Jesus says, He says, the world hates you. Why? Because you are not from this world. If you were of this world, the world would have accepted you. Come on, when you walk in the power of God, they hate you. They hate you. Why? Because you're not of this world. Come on, you're from another kingdom. Come on, you're from another kingdom. And if you say that you're from another kingdom, it means that you cannot think like this kingdom. My mind needs to be renewed. My mind needs to be renewed daily. In other words, before you can step into the supernatural, you have to die to everything that you have come to knowledge or learned and know up to this point. Everything, you have to die to that. You have to completely forget about what you've been taught. And I've seen this even in, and I want to share a lot about Elijah's life, because remember when Elijah and Moses, scripture says, when Jesus and the disciples were praying on the mountain, the one night that Moses and Elijah appeared with Christ on this mount, the Mount of Transfiguration, and scripture says that Jesus, His whole appearance changed, and Peter saw Moses and he saw Elijah, and they were speaking with Jesus, and Moses represented the law, the Torah, but Elijah represented the church and the power. So every time we speak about Elijah, we talk about the power that God has given to the church. Come on, Elijah, the church. But with Elijah performing wonders and miracles and killing the prophets of Baal, there was one woman that tried to kill him. Jezebel. Jezebel hates the power of God. Jezebel hates the move of the Spirit of God. Jezebel will want to kill the church. Jezebel will want to control the church. Come on, Jezebel wants to manipulate the church. Because Jezebel knows that if the church can bow its knee before me, I'll kill off its power. And Elijah ran away from Jezebel. He ran and even asked God, Lord, rather kill me, this woman is after me. But listen, church, the scripture says that, behold, I give you the power to trample on scorpions and on serpents, and nothing shall by any means harm you. The church has not been called to run away from Jezebel. The church has been called to rebuke Jezebel. The time has come where God is raising up a people that will walk in the super. Come on, they will walk in the supernatural power of God. I'm moved by the Spirit this morning. I think about when Elisha came to the River Jordan. What did he do? Saints, come on, when Elijah left him, the scripture says he took the mantle. And then he started heating the water and he cried out, where is the God of Elijah? But hear what the Spirit of God is asking the church. The Spirit of God is not asking the church, where is the God of Elijah? The Spirit is asking, where is the Elijahs of God? My God. Where is the Elijahs of God? Elijahs is busy running away. Busy, so afraid of offending people. So afraid. Listen, Church of God, our God is powerful. And it's time when we walk in that power again. My prayer every single night is when you walk through these doors, and you will tremble under the power of God. As you sit in your seat, that the power of God will become so real to you. Yes. The super is natural. Yes. But before any man, any woman can step into the power of God, there must be a renewal, a change of your mindset. Because when there's a renewal of your mind, there will be a renewal of your tongue. When there's a renewal of your tongue, there will be a renewal of your life. Oh, hallelujah. And this morning, I want to start off by getting your mind ready. I want you to get that scripture again on the board. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world. The only way where the world will see that we're not part of this world is by seeing that our minds has been transformed. If you speak to somebody for 5 minutes, you will know at what state their minds are. All right, I need you to hear me now. Just speak, have a conversation with somebody. You'll know what the state of mind is. Do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. When your mind has been renewed according to Scripture, this is what the Bible says. Anything that you ask God according to His will, it shall be done. It shall be done. So when my mind is renewed, I know exactly what the will of God is for my life. I've seen in churches, I've seen in places all over, how people wonder if it's the will of God for them to be healed. It's always God's will for you to be healed. You need to hear me. God is the God of the now. Say with me, the God of the now. One more time, the God of the now. He says that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, all right? He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He, Scripture says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is when? It's now. Faith is when? Now. It's now. And I recall a story that just happened now recently. We were at a venue, at a place, and I needed to leave. And on my way out, there was somebody that knew me, and they had a guy with him. And this guy's 80 years old, and he's deaf in both of his ears. And on my way out, I needed to be at a certain place at a certain time. And on my way out, this guy stopped me, and he said, "Pastor, please, will you just pray for this guy? He's deaf in both of his ears, and he just needs the Lord." And I saw this old man just looking at me, and I knew that it's now. I didn't say, "Well, are we going to fast for a week and come back?" What I did was I laid my hands on him. And when I laid my hands on him, I saw tears coming down his cheeks. And I said, "You spirit of deafness, loosen him." And suddenly this guy started crying. He said, "I can hear you. I can hear you." Both ears popped open. And he grabbed me and he held me and he started crying. And I needed to leave, but I wanted to hold him. My God is supernatural. My God is supernatural. If He created an ear on the inside of you, come on, you've got hearing. And if it fails, He can heal it. You don't buy a Toyota Bucky and it breaks down, you take it to BMW. I can't even use that explanation. Toyota doesn't break. But I'm not going to offend anybody. So I'm not... If your Toyota breaks, take it to Toyota. Because Toyota made it, Toyota will fix it. Yeah. If you need fixing, you need to run to your Creator. Yes. The one who is able to speak forth a word and create something that there was not before. Yeah. When it comes to the supernatural, I want you to, there's another scripture I haven't gave them for the board, but Acts chapter 7 and verse 51. This scripture moves me every time I think about the scripture. It says, "You stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and in ear, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your forefathers did, you do also." What the scripture is talking about is a religious spirit. Your forefathers did the same thing. They rejected the Holy Ghost, and now you do the same thing. That's called religion. Well, we're not used to lifting hands. We're not used to shouting. We're not used to, this is the way I've been brought up. Well, that way is going to keep you outside of the miraculous. The spirit of religion is more powerful than the spirit of cancer. The spirit of religion kills more people than the spirit of cancer. Who hears me in this place? If you hear me, I want you to shout yes.
Yes.
And we need to get rid of these things. And this is what scripture says. Your forefathers rejected the Holy Ghost, and now you do the same thing. Without the Holy Spirit, there's no supernatural. Any church that operates out of or outside of the Holy Ghost, there's no power. And what I've seen, we are living in days where people are deceived. My God, people are deceived. My God, people are deceived. My heart is crying out. When I see what's happening in the church, you know what I cry out? I said, "Jesus, it's time. Just come and get your church. The world is getting sick." Sorry, it's getting sick. And people are trading the true power of God. They are trading the true power of God for the counterfeit. Because their minds have not been renewed. If your mind is renewed, you will know. Spirit attracts spirit. My God. I've seen a clip, just a short one. Couldn't look at it long. About a pastor phoning heaven. Speaking to God, and the church went ballistic. "Hallelujah, he's speaking to the Lord." Yes, Lord, what do you want me to tell them? And then, okay, Papa, just hold on. And then, why do I see this? And why do God says there's something wrong with you? What's wrong with you? As like God doesn't know. And the people believe it. They believe you can call heaven. I don't need no cell phone. When my signal needs to go, Vodacom cannot reach. It's time to get back to Nemail. On your knees and seek God and say, Lord, protect us from what is happening over this world. We need the truth. I say, we need the truth. We need the truth. So religion, what religion will do is religion will always fight the move of God. And I always say that your front row is the most important row, because the front row can either make a service or break the service. If you get people that rejects the anointing of God, it stops right here. Amen. Come on, help me out. Wave at me. So religion needs to be put aside. What do you mean? It means that God can do anything. If it's in the Bible, He can do it. I love Luke 1 verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Say this with me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. One more time. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. That actually means for God to do nothing is impossible. Every time when God is in a place, something must happen. Every time God shows up, something must happen. This is why it's so important to worship and draw the presence of God. Because when the presence steps in, lives are being changed. All right, so I want to quickly quote this again. There must be a renewal of our minds. When our minds are renewed, we will be transformed from glory to glory. Everything will be shifted. In fact, I want to give you a quick example. When I was called as a minister, when I accepted the call, let me rather say that. When I accepted the call, I was stuck in tradition, because that was the way I was brought up, tradition and religion. And I had to dress the part and everything. And then my wife got me out of it, thank God. And then when the Lord started sending me out, I said to the Lord, all right, Lord, one condition, I want to be used. I want to be used in power. I said, I want to be used in what? In power. I don't want to be a normal minister. Lord, I want to change lives wherever I go. The kingdom of God must be established. Come on, the kingdom must be preached. The gospel must be preached. Souls must be saved, but it must be a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And I will never forget that when I started praying for people, I wanted to pray for the quick and easy ones. If there were people with tremendous sicknesses, I don't want to go near them, because what if God doesn't do it? And I've started understanding that you are not the healer. Christ is the healer. Your only job is to release what God has placed on the inside of you. Because the scripture says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. So my job is just to pray and believe God. Your job is to have faith in the Lord. And His job is to heal. So we started praying for the headaches. And then the headaches started disappearing. And wow. Yeah, a kop seer. And then I wanted to put God in a box. But then I understood my mind must be renewed. Because you need to understand this right now. If your mind is renewed, a headache is the same as cancer. Let's try this side. A headache is exactly the same as cancer. God doesn't say, oh goodness, cancer, all right, let's call the backup. No, one word of God can heal it. It depends on your mindset, if you're ready to receive your healing. Come on, do you believe that God still heals? Yes. Come on, who believes that He's a healer? Yes. Do you believe He's a healer? Yes. I want to give you a quick example. There was a woman that called us, and she said to me that brother-in-law has got cancer, liver cancer. And the doctors told him he's got 4 weeks to live. His wife resigned the job because she wanted to be with him for the last month of his life. And I even shared this testimony on Facebook. We've got proof that the woman sent the testimony to us. But long story short, she said to me that this guy is just a skeleton. He's just laying on his bed. It looks like a skeleton of skin over him. Doctor said 4 weeks and he's over. And she said, will you, can you speak to him over the phone and just pray for him? And he took the phone and I said, hello, sir. And he said, hello, but he couldn't speak much because there wasn't strength in him. And I heard God say to me, speak a word. And I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you send your word right now. And we rebuked that spirit of cancer. And we received a message. 4 weeks down the line, this guy got stronger, more muscle, started walking, went back to the doctor. Doctor couldn't even find a trace of cancer. Come on, Jesus is glorious. Jesus is glorious. cancer, and the doctors couldn't understand what was happening here. I can understand the supernatural power of God intervened, that even the natural cannot explain it. Even the natural, even the doctors stood astounded and said, surely this can only be God. Well, this is the new normal. Come on, the super is the new natural. This is how we're going to walk, and this is how we're going to live. If you can change your mentality, your mindset, and understand that God is calling an Elijah generation that will come and stand up and walk in power, God will do it for you. But you need to hear me. For those who's got a great anointing, it's a lonely life. By God, you'll be lonely. You'll be lonely. You'll be like Elijah. Every time miracles are happening, people see it, but then you are left alone again. You'll be alone in the desert. You're going to be the one who's going to have to trust God for the ravens to come and feed you. Come on, am I speaking to somebody? The supernatural doesn't just fall in your lap. It's for those who are sold out to the purpose of establishing His kingdom. It will be lonely. People will ridicule you. They will call you mad and crazy and beside yourself, and they will put bad things about you on social media. But thank God for the anointing that God has placed upon your life. And if God has called you, no man can stop it. Come on, I said, no man can stop it. In that lonely hours, God creates supernatural powers. It's when people reject you, when Christ accepts you. Come on, it's a new norm. When you walk in the power of God and the world hates you, they will hate you because you're not of this kingdom. You are from another kingdom. Jesus said, when you pray, pray as it is in heaven, so it shall be on earth. Come on, He said to Peter in Matthew 16 verse 19, Matthew 18 verse 18, behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Come, I bind the spirit of religion right now in the name of Jesus. I bind sickness. I bind disease. Come on. And we loosen the power of God. Come, if you believe it, I want you to stand to your feet and shout hallelujah. Come on, quickly. Come on, praise the name of Jesus. John 15, it says, you are not of this world. You're not of this world. You are in this world, but not of this world. You see, if you are in this world, the worldly system, you're going to have to trade according to the worldly system. I was looking at the life of Elijah. Think this, for instance, that there was a drought. Drought is always a sign of death. There's no food, there's nothing. But here's a man of God walking in the supernatural power, whose God is taking care of him. Here's the ravens, and the ravens feed him. In other words, with the supernatural, you're not going to be fed like the world wants to feed you. You'll be taken care of supernaturally. There will be supernatural provision. I was sitting with the guy that originally built this church on Friday. I was sitting with him. I want to quickly tell you a story. He said that he asked God, where do you want me to build a church for you? And the Lord told him to get into this car and drive, and God will show him. And he said he got to this plot. By the way, this plot is 4 hectares. It goes right up to the R21. It's a very big piece of property. And he said on this piece of property, there was a church, a small church. And he knocked on the door, and eventually there was a preacher, a church here eventually, or originally. And then the preacher, he's the one that was here originally. He wanted to build bigger, and God said to him that I'm leaving this property not for you, but for a next generation. And then he built his church. He sold off this property, and they went on and they built another church, great successful church. And this guy who built this church walked in here, and they started having services, and God packed this place out, and they built this church. This church, as we are, just this building here, cost them 12 million rand. And God provided everything, cash, without debt, to build this piece of church. For those who do not know, it's about a 700-seater venue. And he said he's building and building, and now it's packed to capacity, and they need to build out. And God says, this church, I have not made you to build it for you, but I'm going to build it for somebody that will bring forth revival. And he says that God said that it will not just be a local church. He says that God says that people will drive from everywhere. From everywhere. Come on, I've got people here, Benoni, Boxburg, Germiston, come on, Rustenburg. We've got people that drive Sunday after Sunday from everywhere to come into the presence of the Lord.
And he said that God said to him, I'm building it for another one. And his wife stepped in while I was speaking to him, and she sat there and she started speaking. And she said to me, my husband, I was my heart was broken for my husband, she said, when he had to give up this property. Because he felt in his heart he failed. And she started crying. And she looked at me and she said, but when I've heard that you've got the property, I knew why we had to build what we needed to build. And he said to me, eventually, you don't even know how many people wanted to buy this building and couldn't do it. But the favor of God is upon your life. Yeah. And when he said that, I understood one thing. That many years ago, God said to me, from now on, you're going to have to live in the supernatural. You're going to have to live what you preach. I don't want you to preach a message that you cannot live. This is why when this morning when I heard my son say that, well, that brought tears to my eyes. He said, thank God for a dad who's showing the example, the way. My prayer is that my life will be a sign to many to see that our God can do all things. And it's not easy to trust God for the next step for this place. It's not easy. In fact, we wanted to install the air conditionings, and they said we shouldn't. They just want to quickly see what the property is worth, and they gave us an estimate value, an estimate of 30 million for the property. We want to buy it for 4 million. And my God, how? It's not my business. My business is just to keep praying, keep pushing through, and keep standing on His word that it shall come to pass. In fact, I want to declare something in this church, that this property will come into our hands in the next month or two, in Jesus' name. Is there somebody that will agree with me? If two or more, it shall be done. Come on, if two or more agrees, it shall be done. It shall be done. Because you see, we are not of this world. If he provided for Elijah supernaturally, and people say, well, that's just a story. If that's just a story, why do they ban this book in Japan, but they do not ban Pinocchio? This ain't no story. I said, this ain't no story. This is the word of God, the written word of God. If you want to hear what Jesus is saying, open your Bible. It's in here. Come on, it's in here. He's a supernatural God who provides supernaturally, who heals supernaturally, who do all things supernaturally. He's a supernatural God. But until you have come to a place where you say, Lord, I'm going to have to renew my mind. I'm going to have to leave everything that I think I know. I'm going to have to leave it behind, and I'm going to have to do what your words say. Unless you do that, you'll never see the power of God. You'll never see that new dimension where God is opening up for the church to walk in. You see, you only hear about the power of God. You only hear that God is healing. You only see other people getting blessed and God doing something for them. But a parade will you will miss it. And this is why I thank God for the anointing that God has given me, so that people can tap into that anointing and whatever grace is upon my life, that you will see the same things, even greater things. Now, I can tell you stories about miracles, about things that the Lord has doing. I was going through some pictures that we're going to add to the church. Everywhere we started, and I saw the miracles, and it brought tears to my eyes. I cried. Every miracle I saw in pictures, I said, even in the time where I didn't have a beard. I said to my wife, look at this guy. Look how young this guy is. But that guy had something in him. There's a passion. Come on, there's a fire for souls. There's a passion for the supernatural. We saw miracles upon miracles upon miracles upon miracles upon miracles. This should be the new norm for the church. Everything that God brings to your life, anything that God gives you, you're going to have to give accountability one day. If God gave you 5 talents, you're going to have to bring back 10. To whom much is given, much shall be required of. Hallelujah. Everything that you've got, if you are blessed financially, the finances doesn't belong to you, it belongs to God. God blesses you financially for one thing, to bless the kingdom. God gives you a gift. The gift is not to boast in yourself. The gift is to edify the body of Christ and to give God glory. Everything that we've got, we can turn it around for the supernatural, for God Almighty. So, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This morning, you're going to have to make a decision where you say, Lord, we're going to step into the supernatural. I had to put a basis on the supernatural. Where does it start? It will never happen unless this thing has changed. When this thing is changed, what you speak will be different. I've seen my own life, my own personal life, what I say. I check every single word because words forms. People need to hear me. When it comes to the supernatural, every single word that is being released will do something for you. Remember when God said, let it be light, something happened before light came. He spoke a word. Words are connected to the supernatural. Words, come on, help me. Words, whether it's speaking, you speak it out of faith or out of fear. Whatever you speak, you attract. This is why when your mind is renewed, your tongue will be renewed. When your tongue is renewed, your life will be renewed. Everything that you see will be different. You cannot act like the world acts. You cannot do what the world do. You cannot walk like the world walks. This is when the renewing comes. The way you walk changes. What you see, come on, you start to see things that the world doesn't see. You see it before it even happens. You can take a dead place, a place full of dead and dry bones, and you can see a whole body standing up, while the rest of the world just sees dead stuff. Yeah. Come on, you see rivers in deserts when you start to walk according to the Spirit. Yeah. Romans 8 says that creation awaits for the manifestation of the sons of God. This is what creation is waiting for. Church of God, are you ready to renew that mindset? And know that all things are possible for God. All things. He didn't say certain things. He didn't say that things that's small enough. He says that all things is possible for God. All things. Come and say with me, all things.
All things.
Come on, all things.
All things.
Come on again, all things.
All things.
This must be the thing that your mind must be thinking about every day. There's a board in my house. When I walk and I see this wall every single day, it's a scripture written, all things are possible. All things are possible. And when I read it, I say all things are possible. In fact, people will call me crazy, but it's time that you write stuff down and put it against your wall so that those who walk into your house will read it. Do you know what's in my house? And when I was praying there last night, God said to me, it's time. So I'm going to put it up, paid in full.
Yeah.
Glory to Jesus. Yeah. So all my visitors will say, paid in full. Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. Prophesy, brother. Because this is what the supernatural does. When it's released, it must be formed. It must be created. This is why your words must be right. And I don't want to run ahead of this series, but think about what I'm saying. Even with Elijah, there's a drought, there's no rain. There's bad news everywhere. It was a hot day, a summer's day. Sun is shining. But something here, has been completely different than the rest of the world. Suddenly, he says with a smile on his face, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. The world will say, where's the clouds? Yes, the sky is blue. There hasn't been rain in years. Where do you fall out of? There's going to be rain. But his mind has been renewed. You see, this is what I'm getting at. That the church, the prophets, the two prophets of God, is not somebody that sees and then they speak, because that's a seer. Okay, maybe you will help me this side. A true prophet of God hears it, then speaks it, then sees it. The world wants to see it, then they want to hear it. They want to see the clouds, they want to hear the thunder, and then they want to see the rain. But those who walk in the supernatural power of God,
yes,
they will hear it. They will hear it in their spirit. Come on, I hear a shaking, a rumbling. Come on, bone coming to bone. I hear the sounds of revival. I hear a wind blowing again, like in the book of Acts. Come on, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. The super must be natural. Many years ago, the Lord taught me this. Pray about everything that you need, everything. I want to say something that people hear me. My God, hear me. The Lord is so involved in our lives that He doesn't want to give you what you need. He wants to give you what your heart desires. I've checked this every single time in my own life, with my wife especially. If there's something that she desired, even if she was speaking about that years ago, there was a desire in her heart, then God brings it to reality. I said to her, you have to desire more things now because apparently God listens to her. Last night, while I was praying, I was moved. My dad received a prophetic word about a church many years ago, about a church that God will give us. And it will be a non-denominational church. It will be a big church. It was prophesied. Ed Trout, if I'm right. Ed Trout prophesied this. One of the prophecies went out, and there will be a highway. It's the R21. That was about 8 years ago. And we always stood on that word. Because he can never go back. This is one thing that I've learned about God, that his words will never come back void. If he has promised, he will fulfill it. But you see, God is not saying, just call and say, where's the God of Elijah? No, he's saying, where's the Elijahs of God? Who will stand on the word of God? Come on, who will whack the waters, let it part, and walk on dry ground? He's calling a people that will stand to their feet and say, Lord, I've been mediocre my whole life. It's time that I become supernatural. And you know what? A couple of months ago, we were in our previous venue. For those who do not know, in the previous venue, the one night I was praying, went to bed, and in the bed sleeping. My goodness, I was in a deep sleep. I was tired. I had previous nights I couldn't sleep, and I was tired. But that night I slept, and I was in a deep sleep. And suddenly I stood in an auditorium. The auditorium was empty. I preached my heart out, as I always do. If it's 5 people, 5,000, 50,000, I give my best. Now in this dream, I preach and I preach, and the longer I preach, the more the auditorium is getting filled. And suddenly the place is back to capacity. In this dream, the Lord shows me expansion. I thought to myself, Lord, the space is so big, now you want me to expand. I saw, and then following night, I saw another dream. The previous night, the dream I had in that previous building, now the building looks differently. It's bigger. And suddenly it looks like a stadium. It's back to capacity. And out of the church, I walked out of the church in this dream, walked into a shop, and behind the counter sits Kenneth Copeland. And in this dream, I thought to myself, this is Kenneth Copeland, my goodness. And I said, aren't you Kenneth Copeland? And he just looked up and he looked me straight in the eyes and he says, listen, young man, God says he's going to give you a big church and there will be revival. And in the dream, while I was speaking to him, I'm crying. But now I'm waking up crying myself. My bed is wet. I'm crying. I said, God, can this be? And then they approached me for this building. There was a deal. They wanted to sell this place. They had a deal. The only thing that was needed is a signature. The guy called me. He says, listen, you want the building? And when he said, you know, he said, why don't you take this building? Before I could answer, he says, what's your but? I don't want to hear but. Do you want it? I said, I would love it. But he said, I don't want to hear but. He said, I've got a deal, but I'll cancel everything if you trust God. I said, do it. Do it. They canceled the deal. I got here to meet the people that was in charge of this place, and they were actually shocked hearing that the deal is canceled because we wanted the place. But I want to tell you, the supernatural power of God, heaven, intervened in my natural. And sometimes I'm standing at a point in my life where I say, Lord, I have to pinch myself. Everything that's happening. Because many years ago, God said to me, I want you to pray about everything. You're going to live in the supernatural. If your food dry up, you better get the faith to pray over your food and see it multiply. I always take that example, that testimony. What I did was when we didn't have food in our house, the first thing I did was I prayed for the Frisco and the Salati. Multiply. Lord, multiply this coffee. Because the God said to me, lay your hands on your food and you'll see it multiply. Come, I'm talking about the supernatural. Is somebody listening to me? Do I have 5 more minutes? First thing I wanted to do is pray for the Salati. Pray for the Frisco. So I'm praying one eye open, the other one closed. Because I want to see it multiply. You said he's going to multiply. Lord, I want to see it multiply. So I'm praying one eye open, the other one closed. But the line that I drew didn't move. I thought maybe God doesn't like Frisco. Let's go to Salati. So I prayed for the Salati. But the line didn't move. And suddenly there's a knock on my door. When I opened the door, there stood a man with Salati and Frisco bags. And that was about the only thing they brought. And I clicked it. I said, yeah, we're going to pray about everything now. Where's the shoes? I need shoes, Lord. Bring the shoes. Pray about everything. I was scheduled 1 month to go to America. Normally, for those who know me, I'm a traveling minister. That's actually my first calling, was to travel the world. And America opened up for me, month of August. Never forget this. Packed in America. They want me for 3 months, every single day, to minister the word of God. And I'm getting everything ready. The month of July. When August came, as I was supposed to leave, God says to me, you are not going anywhere. I said, Lord, everything is booked. He says, now I'm going to show you that I'm your Jehovah Jireh. I'm your provider. I had to cancel all my services in America. I sat the whole month of August at home, in a room, seeking God, waiting for God. What do you want me to do, Lord? What do you want me to do? And I want to tell you, August, that month of August was the greatest month of my life. I didn't know even where it came from, but God supplied everything I needed. And I understood that God wants us to live in the supernatural. But it must be a renewing of the mind, because if you think that your boss is the one that's going to pay your salary, you're going to miss the bus. The company can fall tomorrow morning. What will you do? You need God to intervene. Come on, you need the supernatural in your life. This is what happens when people are getting retrenched. You are okay. Because if he can supply for Elijah in the desert, he can supply for you. But it's something that must be shifted here, is that mentality of that you're nothing, that you're second best, that you're poor, that this is how your family has been brought up. And I hate that mentality when people say, well, the one day I spoke to a guy and he said to me, what job are you doing? I said, I'm a preacher. And he started swearing me. And he said, my dad was a preacher, and his whole life he ate chicken wings, but the bones. Chicken bones. He says he was so poor, and he said that he needs to be poor because that's just the way the family is. But I want to tell you, that's a lie. God wants to supply every need. Every need. Every need. This morning I was walking over this property and I was praying, and I heard God say to me, the faith that you relied on yesterday is not going to carry you through today. You need to go from faith to faith. Where I'm taking you, you're going to require faith. So the supernatural, God will never leave you at one stage. He's going to take you to the next. Are you ready, saints of God? But you have to get to that place where you say, Lord, the spirit of religiosity, I'm laying it aside. The greatest enemy of the supernatural is familiarity. Yes, this is why I can have many loved ones around me, but I cannot have a lot of friends. Because once they become friends of you, they cannot receive from you no longer. Help me out. They become familiar. Oh, this is just vessel. And then you can never receive from that gift. What Dylan said this morning, he says, when you say you're so into the gift, that's powerful. Because always to see the gift, not just my dad, that's a gift. Help me out. Any man with the anointing of God, that's a gift to the body of Christ. Amen? And he's there to help the body, to edify the body. I believe the day is coming. My God, we will preach here where the hospital, people in hospitals will be healed. The the mortuaries will be shaken by the power of God. Aline and I and a couple of our team were in Boetaville, and we were having a revival in Boetaville. That small little town, God shook that place. And now next up is the hospitals. We went to the hospital to pray for the people. We went and prayed for the TB patients and the HIV patients and small kids of AIDS. We prayed for them all, and there's one door that was closed, and we've asked the nurse, what's behind this door? And she said, a guy just died. And Aline said, please open this door. We want to pray for this guy. God's going to raise him from the dead. And you know what the nurse does? She ran to the door. She locks the door. Put the keys in the pocket. And she says, this guy was a bad guy. He gave us all our hell. He didn't want to drink his pills. You leave him dead. And she walked away. I know what she knows. If she gave us an opportunity to walk into that room, that guy would have sat up straight in his bed. Aline and I, we saw that before. We saw that before. We saw people pronounced dead, sitting up straight in a bed, shaken by the power of God. Trust me, I was shaken too. I don't know, we wanted to run first, the guy in the bed or me. We've seen a dog, one dog died. God raised the dog from the dead. I don't ever think that dog's going to die. My one bulldog fell into a swimming pool. Bulldogs can't swim. Right, went right to the bottom. I jumped in, grabbed this bulldog, and this bulldog is stiff. And I just said, Jesus, and suddenly this bulldog is coughing and he's okay. By the way, that bulldog is still alive. Jesus, nothing's going to kill that bulldog. We've saw the supernatural power of God available to anybody. A child messaged me, 12 years old. And he says, Uncle, I saw your videos on YouTube. And it changed my life. I want to ask you, can the Lord use a 12-year-old? I said, son, hear me. We are living in the days. And that's exactly who's God going to use in those days. You see, Jesus is saying, he says, that all who believe in his name shall do the works that he was doing. But this must shift. I've been to a church where I've been praying for people and people getting healed. And then when you want to pray for the next one, don't pray for me. God gave me this sickness. Don't pray for me. God didn't give you sickness. He's not the author of confusion. He's the healer. He's the healer. If I wish I had more time with you this morning, and I wish that the Holy Spirit will just show you the things that he's showing me. I really, I'm telling you. Aileen, the other night, she was standing in my kitchen and she's crying, and I asked her, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And she looked at me, she said, you are very, very strong. She says, if you fall, many will fall. If you're not strong, many others won't be strong. And last night, in the presence of God, you know what the Lord said to me last night, clear as day? Before I even started praying, I knew this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray. And I heard God clear as day. He says, when you come to me now, I want you to be bold. And I switched off everything and I stood before him with boldness. And when I started praying in boldness, the power of God came. The power of God came. And the Lord showed me things. My God, I couldn't sleep last night. I was awake. I said to Aileen this morning, yeah, I didn't sleep. Because the Lord is busy doing something. There's people in this church sitting here today that you will see it. You will see. You will see under your hand how people are getting healed. How people are getting saved. Our lives are being changed and transformed completely. Let me explain something to you. You might say this guy is crazy. Well, when there comes a stage in your life where there's no food in your house and the only thing that you can do is pray over empty plates, you'll also see the supernatural. When you're driving a car in it and you see it's on E for enough, and there's not money to pay gas, you'll trust for the supernatural. You'll start to believe for the supernatural. Come on, when you get into a church and you see a woman with no eyeballs, you're going to start to pray for the supernatural. You're going to start to trust God for the supernatural. When you get to a place in your life where there's no way out but for heaven to intervene in your life, then you'll trust for the supernatural. And I pray in the name of Jesus, let it be right now. Let it be right now. Let it be a quickening of your spirit. Come on, a renewal of your mind. God is supernatural. Say this with me. God is supernatural. Once again, God is supernatural. You're going to have to take him out of the box. Come on, ma'am, hear me. You have to take God out of the box. There's a guy here, I have to tell you right now. You know exactly. In fact, I can come and get you. But God says it's time that you check your mouth. Check your mouth. You are declaring death over your situation. It's time to declare the things of life. Yes. Jesus said, my words are both spirit and they are life. Yes. Not flesh, spirit. In other words, when I need to speak, I speak faith. Yeah. Don't speak yourself broke. Yeah. Get into that small little mini and say, Lord, I thank you for this bucky. Well, I thank you for whatever you need. I thank you, Lord, I'm driving it. Because he says that you have to make your request known with thanksgiving. Why do I thank? Because it's already done. Yeah. Hallelujah, am I speaking to somebody? Yeah. Speak life over your business. In fact, there's people that's going to listen to me and there's others that's going to think I'm crazy. But you can write down this very date. I'm telling you this. God is going to bless the businesses of Christians in this hour more than ever before, because there's a nation and there's a world that needs saving. Am I speaking to the right people. God is going to bless you so that you become a blessing. And it's going to be supernatural blessings. In fact, supernatural contracts will come into your hands. You're not even equipped to handle that contract. Your business just started off. The building is too small. You better hear me. God is going to bless you in such measures. Come on, who believes? Who's connected? Who's connected to the anointing this morning? He's going to bless you. He's going to give you ideas in such a way that favor is going to seek you out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, lift your hands quickly. Spirit of God, you said this morning that our minds should be renewed. That the way that we used to believe and used to think about stuff should change. Because when our minds are renewed, our tongues will be renewed. When our tongues are renewed, our lives will be renewed. We believe that you are a supernatural God. That nothing is impossible for you. Absolutely nothing. Your word says that all things are possible for those who believe. And we believe for greater things. For creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we pray that the super will become natural. In the name of Jesus. That every mind shall be renewed right now. Father God, every person that tries to figure it out, I thank you that that mind will change right now in Jesus' name. The Lord is not calling you to figure it out. He's calling you to have faith in Him. If the Bible says nothing shall be impossible, it means absolutely nothing shall be impossible. And we pray in Jesus' name for those who are tapping into the presence and drawing from heaven. That this week will be a supernatural week. Supernatural favor. Supernatural healing. Supernatural breakthrough. You promised this, the church worldwide, to hear of the Holy Ghost and fire. I want every eye to be closed. The Spirit of God is here. It's time that you dream bigger. It's time that your vision enlarge. It's supernatural. Let there be light. Boom, light came. So every eye to be closed, please. Hear me. The centurion knew that he's supernatural. Because the centurion didn't want the sign. He said, Lord, if you can only speak a word, just speak into my situation, and my servant will be made well. And Jesus said, such a great faith have I not yet seen. You see, your words are seed. And this is why we release seeds this morning. Supernatural God, thank you for your healing power. Where is the Elijahs of God? Where is the Elijahs of God? And those who have ears hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Where is the Elijahs of God? Where are those who will trust God in the desert? Where are those who will trust Him in the river? Where are those who will trust Him in the fire? Where is the Elijahs of God? That will take him by the word. Elijah, I have prepared a word to take care of you. I take your word. I don't want to see a sign. I want to take your word. God said, I'm giving you a big church. I don't want to see a sign. I take your word. God, where is the Elijahs? Where is the Elijahs of God? Where is the Elijahs that will say to their wives and their children, from this day we're going to live in the supernatural. We're going to take God on His word. God doesn't give you a business to see it fail. He gives you a business to see it prevail. Speak life over that place. Call forth those contracts. My prayer is in the name of Jesus that minds will be renewed. How you're going to do it is up to you. When your mind is renewed, the scripture says there's only one thing that pleases God, that's our faith. Come on, just 2 minutes, just step into the presence. Every hand to be lifted. In moments like this, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to my Jesus. In moments like this, I lift up my hand.